This week on Minnesota Native News, an Ojibwe elder could impact the election outcome in the 8th Congressional District, and a diverse group prepares to protest at the Minnesota-Washington NFL game.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. In Minnesota's 8th Congressional District, Democratic incumbent Rick Nolan and Republican opponent Stuart Mills are neck and neck. Polls show Green Party candidate Skip Sandman is a distant third. But in such a close race, Sandman, who's an Ojibwe elder, could sway the election. Melissa Townsend reports.
Five Ojibwe tribes and their ceded territories lie within the borders of the 8th District. The proposed Polymet mining operation under review has become a campaign issue here, highlighting the differences between environmentalists and pro-mining voters. If Green Party candidate Skip Sandman attracts those environmentally-minded voters, he will be pulling them away from the Democratic incumbent. Aaron Brown is a regional political blogger.
Democrats generally face a difficult political act in balancing the concerns of the environmental wing of their party with the pro-development wing. It's a dispute that doesn't exist in the Republican Party.
And there's another way Sandman could affect the race. Tribal members in the 8th District have historically voted Democrat, but a third-party Anishinaabe candidate could shear off a number of Native votes. Brown says this could definitely hurt the Democratic incumbent.
Native votes in the 8th District are a very important part of the Democratic coalition. That would be one of the areas where Sandman could have the biggest impact, actually.
Sandman has asked tribes for their support, and none have endorsed him. But he says he is getting support from individuals.
I've gotten a lot of emails wishing me luck, saying they're going to support me, they'll vote for me, they like my stance, stepping forward. So there is some support, not maybe from the government entities themselves on the res, but the individuals.
If Sandman does get those votes, it likely wouldn't be enough for him to win the seat. But it could be enough for Democratic incumbent Nolan to lose it. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
In Minnesota, it's estimated that 10% of Native Americans in the state won't be eligible to vote in upcoming elections because of their criminal record. Convicted felons in the state can't vote while they're in prison or on supervised release. That's probation or parole. And it's generally observed that when ex-felons get off probation and regain the right to vote, they don't register. John Poupart is from the Lac des Flambeaux Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and has worked with the Minnesota criminal justice system for 20 years.
Most ex-offenders think they don't have a place anymore. They may have lost hope in being significant positive contributors to their community. I think they've paid one heck of a price for the crimes they may have committed, and rightly so, but it doesn't have to be the end of your life.
Sarah Walker is trying to change Minnesota law. She's the founder of a group called Restore the Vote, and she says generations of Native voters are at stake.
My first experience with voting was going with my mother to the ballot box. So you're denying whole communities that ability to pass on, and I think there'll be a generational impact on political participation.
The group wants to restore people's right to vote as soon as they're released from prison. That way, every adult living and working in the community can have a voice on election day, even if they're on probation. A diverse coalition of students and community advocates are ramping up their efforts to ban the name of the Washington NFL team when they play the Vikings at the U of M TCF Stadium on November 2nd. The push to ban the name and mascot imagery of the team on game day has drawn several University of Minnesota student groups together for the first time. Caleb Dabney is the Executive Vice President of the Council of Graduate Students. He says Native American students need allies on this issue.
Oftentimes, Native American students don't have any representation on the executive board of COGS, the Council of Graduate Students, and GAPSA, the Graduate and Professional Student Association. So that hinders the ability for this community to address issues.
The students are also working with groups outside the school.
The NAACP is shoulder to shoulder with you in this struggle.
Spike Moss is Community Action Chair of the Minneapolis NAACP. The group has proposed a national resolution opposing all uses of the team's name and mascot. These groups, along with the Minneapolis-based Center Against Racism in Sports and Media, are planning a protest on game day. This is Minnesota Native News.